another day, another Satoshi here in post-apocalyptic America. In this case, literally, because we got a generous Bitcoin donation. Thank you. You know who you are. And I know who you are because I emailed you and thanked you. And it's a longtime supporter of ours who sent us a very generous Bitcoin tip. And so even though our month-long sponsorship has ended with our previous sponsor, you know, if our audience wants to send us large tips like that from time to time, I'm happy to keep going. We do have some listeners. And like I was saying in the last episode, we mainly have a lot of readers on the website. And I'm happy to dig in and continue this. I don't need to be by any means the highest compensated in the podcast world. It's just good for something to be coming in. You know, if you've been enjoying this show, consider doing what that gentleman in Europe did when he sent a big Bitcoin tip. And, not financial advice to myself, but he sent it when Bitcoin is down quite a bit. So, I appreciate the generosity. Like anybody, I don't like waking up in the morning to do something that receives no compensation at all, especially when it costs us money and time to break through some of the lingering censorship. And we are breaking through. Some of this content has been repurposed for TikTok. And our new TikTok account, 200,000 views over the last 60 days. So that's like nothing compared to many people on there who get that in a single video. But we're on our way. You know, we're building. And we're building across multiple platforms. And this tipper who is very generous, he said that he had tipped me even in spite of the fact that he disagrees with my theories about Trump being one of them. And, I hope I'm wrong about Trumpy. I hope I'm completely wrong. It's just, as an experiential journalist, as somebody who reports back my own experiences, it's a certain modality of journalism, right, where I put myself kind of on location whenever possible and then report back with my own experiences. And my own experiences in D.C., as the newsletter subscribers already abundantly know, they mostly were not positive experiences. It was people that I thought would be on my side, who I thought would be populist, who turned out to be not that at all. And, I was never exposed to any of the Eyes Wide Shut type weirdness that Representative Cawthorn claims exists in D.C. I was never exposed to any of that. But I was certainly exposed to people playing me, people like Charlie Kirk shaking my hand and taking my little Fulcrum business card months after I moved to D.C., and looking me in the eyes and telling me, telling me that that's where I belong. And then hours later tweeting, there are some people who should not be let into the Trump Hotel, meaning me. And, I took so much mockery unnecessarily for being a person who stuck by the WikiLeaks. And you'd think these so-called truthers, so-called anti-deep staters would be on my side, but they weren't at all. And I won't repeat the same nonsense because we've talked about this enough. But again, I appreciate the fact that even somebody who disagrees with my research sees the bigger picture. And that bigger picture is that we've been loyal to Bitcoin from $200 onward, actually below that. We've been loyal to Ether as much as possible from the days when we first learned about it. And we're loyal to the truth. Obviously, like losing newsletter subscribers and getting rude emails from people because I sent out this photo of Trump hanging out with Klaus Schwab. Obviously, I don't appreciate the loss of subscribers and stuff. I'm not trying to piss people off. It's just, as a research company, this is what we come out with. And if we had a photo of Hillary Clinton partying with Klaus Schwab or hanging out in a back room with Klaus Schwab, we would post that too. I'd send that just as readily in my newsletter. And so I appreciate all the generosity. I appreciate the fact that there are people out there listening. And the media is a lost leader. To think that we're ever going to make a lot of money by sticking our fingers in the eye of the establishment. Turns out, no. They're going to try to silence us at every turn until the point where it doesn't matter, until the point where our crypto wealth is on par with their made-up fiat BS, and then we can just do our own thing regardless. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, we got our website. We have this podcast, which goes out quite wide on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, meaning a lot of people are exposed to it. And I didn't get really the life I expected. I think the Trump years slowed me down for sure. And instead of doubling down on nonsense, as I see some of my peers doing, I'm just sharing my experiences. I'm being an experiential journalist. I waited with bated breath for 4 years for Trump to really do something epic, and it just never came. So thanks again for the tip, and thank you guys for the supportive emails and for the smaller tips on PayPal recently. Derek B. and Jody and several others, you all know who you are. I appreciate it. You know, again, we got to make something or we can't continue this community. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. I don't have to be bought out for millions of dollars. But to see that flow of value is so great because I feel like what I'm doing is a flow of value. I could be working at some consulting firm in D.C. trying to shut down everything I believe in. I could be some young Sith Lord making a lot of fiat to make the world a less pleasant place. But instead, I'm doing my own thing. And I'm doing it my way. And it's not for everybody, and I acknowledge that, but it is for some people, and it's for me. You know, I like my life. When I was at the peak of being harassed for my coverage of those WikiLeaks, they would say, "You're your own worst enemy, David." And it turns out they say that to everybody they attack. Former CIA man, now deceased, Robert David Steele, may he rest in peace, even though he was a piece of garbage. He would email people. Some of his emails came out that he had sent to other YouTubers. He would email people before attacking them and say, "You're your own worst enemy." And here I thought he was just targeting me, but he literally would say the same thing to anybody. So it's not like I was more of a weirdo than anybody else. It's just that's what they say before they go after you. And so I endured all this harassment and stuff. And the other thing they would say, aside from "You're your own worst enemy," is how much I hate my own life. "You hate your own life. To be covering these Podesta emails, you must hate your own life." No, I don't hate my life at all. I don't hate myself. I don't hate my peers. I actually like many of my, the people that we work with, the researchers who helped Fulcrum out, or they wouldn't be working with us, I guess, if I didn't like them. And like my truck, you know, it's an SUV, but I call it a truck. Like my daily routine. Like my website traffic, 1.1 million unique visitors over the last year. And I like pretty much everything. So to say I don't like myself, nope, they got that wrong. They got everything wrong. But certainly when you face a lot of adversity, it's like you start to doubt yourself. I don't think that's self-hatred. You start to doubt yourself if you're putting out hundreds of hours of content and nobody's really tipping you and the sponsorship you have only lasts for a month. And then it unceremoniously ends because I'm not saying mainstream stuff. And that's all right. That's all right, folks. But yeah, that's where we stand. Thank you again. And we're going to keep this podcast going. And the recent moderate hits over on TikTok, we're going to try to keep that stuff going as well. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Today is Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. So stay safe, everybody. A day of probably negative coincidences, but it'll be over soon enough.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. Fulcrumnews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.